Royal Valley Locker Room Chat, it continues here tonight, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine, Brandon Tamman. We're joined now by Panthers boys basketball coach, that is Chris Brown. Always appreciate the time, and a lot to dissect here in this last week, and since we last spoke, a couple games and a 1-1 stretch. You beat a very good Valley Falls team on Friday, 7-point loss to good, solid Jeff West team on Tuesday. How would you just assess the last 7 days and what you've seen from your team?
Really pretty similar to our whole season. That's just too big a gap between our ups and our downs, you know, when we've played well. I feel like we've put a really good product on the floor and it resulted in a couple wins, and we've played poorly. You know, it hasn't gone our way. So, like I said, the Valley Falls game certainly didn't play perfect by any means, but made winning plays late. You know, we were down 5 points with a couple minutes left and then really locked in and made the winning plays late, and then kind of had a similar type of game against Jeff West where we did the opposite, right? Just didn't make the winning plays we needed to, didn't make the easy plays, and then you end up losing the game. So that's how it's supposed to be, right? You play well and you win, and you play poorly and you lose. So we just have to find a way to just be a little more consistent making those winning plays late in games.
Yeah, do you feel like, you know, the holiday break gives you an opportunity to maybe fine-tune some things and maybe get that consistency, you know, when we get into the early parts of January?
You'd like to think so. You know, it's a good time of year to have a break, right? I mean, it doesn't seem like the halfway point, but it actually is closer to the halfway point than people realize when you take into account the 3 weeks of practice before we played a game. And then once you start playing, it's every Tuesday, Friday. So certainly good to, you know, hopefully have a couple good practices this week and important game on Friday with Sabetha, but then some time off is valuable. And then what's really valuable is we come back and we practice, you know, for a week and a half or whatever before we have to play our first game. So, like you said, finally a chance to kind of tighten up the things that you've seen that have not gone our way and see if we can be a little more consistent in that.
Yeah, Friday it'll be our feature matchups on 103.9, Sabetha hosting Royal Valley. What can you tell us about this Sabetha team here in 2024?
Well, you know, their non-league schedule didn't do them any favors. It's already a really hard league, and they certainly challenged themselves in the non-league with Marysville and Rock Creek, and you know, played Rock Creek really close, and that's a really, really good team. So we're certainly expecting a very quality opponent. You know they're going to be very disciplined and well-coached and certainly have their fair share of talent on the floor. Kind of a newish team for them, right? They had some really good players last year that graduated, so they're still getting their feet under him as well, but fully expecting a very disciplined, physical, quality team, and we know it'll take our A game to give ourselves a chance, and that's what we hope to bring.
Yeah, maybe what's the biggest difference from what you saw in the game against Jeff West on Tuesday compared to maybe schematically what you're going to see from Sabetha on Friday?
Haven't dug too deep into Sabetha yet, but a little bit this morning, but, you know, the main thing is some you know, size inside. Not that Jeff West is small by any means, but Sabetha always just kind of has that strength, maybe more than size, and not necessarily height, but certainly some strong guys in there, and they always rebound well, and they always play physical, tough defense. Really, you know, what we saw against Jeff West, I actually think they're probably pretty similar teams and how they play, because Jeff West guarded us so well. They played such good defense, and we didn't get anything easy all night, and that's what it'll be, you know, for Sabetha too. But that's also the league. There's no easy nights. There's no guaranteed wins that show up and play well, or you're most likely going home with a loss.
Just give us a few keys for the game on Friday.
Yeah, we gotta make shots, man. I mean, when we've played well, it's generally just the difference between good and bad is shooting percentage for us. I think we have guys who try really hard and very coachable and do what we ask them to do, and sometimes the ball goes in and sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, what we really are trying to get our guys to focus on is make easy plays first. Hard plays can come later once you're in a rhythm. When you never allow yourself to get into a rhythm, then it's really hard halfway through the game to start making really difficult plays. So, you know, our biggest thing is try to get easy shots early in the game, get easy shots early in the third quarter to set the tone for the half. And once you start feeling good, you know, expand your game and maybe expand the difficulty of things you're trying to do. But early on, it's all about simplicity and ease, and of course that's not necessarily a guarantee. The other team doesn't want you to do anything easy, but you just try to execute and run good offense and find some easy stuff early, free throws, layups, whatever it is, then get into your harder stuff as the game goes on.
One quick question before we get you out of here. We always appreciate it. Christmas holidays next week. Been asking coaches different kind of Christmas theme questions. I'll ask you this. Is there, you know, obviously with Thanksgiving, it's all turkey-related for the most part. Is there a staple dish, whether it's the main dish or maybe a side dish, that maybe you have on a yearly basis come this time of the year with you and your family?
Absolutely. You know, for the side dish, it's mashed potatoes. And around Thanksgiving and Christmas specifically, you get to do like a 1-to-1 ratio of potato and butter. And so just almost turns into almost a potato soup, right? It's so buttery and smooth. So that's my go-to, man. You give me a big old bowl of mashed potatoes. Silky smooth because it's just swimming in butter, and that's about as good as it gets.
Great stuff. Chris Brown, Royal Valley Boys basketball coach. They'll be at Sabetha on Friday night to close out the 24 portion of the schedule. That'll be our feature broadcast on 103.9. Also tune in on the Sabetha channel as well. Coach, we appreciate it. We'll see you on Friday, and then we'll do this again here in a few weeks.
All right. Sounds good. Everybody have a Merry Christmas.